Признайся мені, звідки в тебе ті чари? Я без тебе всі дні у полоні печалі. Може, те у лісах ти чар зілля шукала, сонце руту знайшла і мене зчарувала. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти обіг. О, твоя врода, твоє чистая вода, твоє бистрая вода синих гір. Бачу я тебе в снах, у дібровах зелених, по забутих стежках ти приходиш до мене. І не треба нести мені квітку надії, бо давно уже ти увійшла в мої мрії. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, твоє чистая вода, твоє бистрая вода синих. Червону руту не шукай вечорами, ти у мене єдина, тільки ти повір. Бо твоя врода, твоє чистая вода, твоє бистрая вода синих гір. Твоє бистрая вода синих гір. Твоє бистрая вода синих гір.
From her most recently released CD, it's her third, and it is called Ukrainian Roots. That was Teresa Sekirka and Червона Рута, The Red Rue. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос», яка передається із чудового Ванкуверського острову. Говорить Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, Pokrinske, in Ukrainian, Pavlina. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, online, or in-flight, or to the podcast, welcome, vitaju. We have a great program lined up for you on Cultural Capsule. Vasil Pavlovsky has a feature on the Sirenik Journalism Award and this year's recipient.
Заграйте мені на прощання, дано, що його так люблю, щоб знову ожило кохання, і серце збудило зі сну. І під вальсом ринули вітони, мир там куди мене поведи, хай сном з ним залишиться згадка про горе і дні журби. Тільки вальс оцей чарівний, як безшурно він звенить. Я сміюся, я танцюю, і весело час біжить. Тільки вальс оцей чарівний, звеселить мені життя. Він співає, він говорить, ні ціла моя душа. Заграйте мені ще. що просулись, всі люди з байдужого сну. Заграйте ви їм, щоб почули цю пісню веселу мою. А як пісня лине даремне, ти не прийдеш, кохана, до мене. Та грай мені скрипка тоді голосніше розвій тугу. Тільки вальс оцей чарівний, як безшурно він звелить. Я сміюся, я танцюю, і весело час лежить. Тільки весь отвича рівний, звеселить мені життя. Він співає, він говорить, ним ціла моя душа.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Через поле широке протягне нам нивка, чом до мене не приходить нічка була видна, чом до мене не приходить нічка була видна, чом до мене не приходить, як я говорила, а у мене цілу нічку свічечка горіла. Чом до мене не приходить, коли я чекала, ти повернув лиш на зорі, а я уже спала, ти повернув лиш на зорі, а я уже спала. Не топче мій грядку, я до тебе хай не піду, почекай до ранку. Я до тебе хай не піду, почекай до ранку.
Шарварок, під горою ярмарок, там дід бабу продає, ніхто гроші не дає. Гей-гей-гей-гей, ніхто гроші не дає. Ой, дідусю, дідусю, нерозумна голова, щоб ти мене не продав, як я була молода. Гей-гей-гей-гей, як я була молода. Бабусю, бабусю сива я голубко, ім'я тебе не продав, щоб бігала прутко. Гей, 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 щоб бігала прутко.
Ajax, Ontario, that was a group called Dunai from their CD Soundscape, and a song called Oi Nahori, which is kind of a bizarre little story about an elderly couple arguing about why the older man is not having any luck selling his wife at the local bazaar. And I guess it's kind of a statement on how prevalent the slave trade and human trafficking is in the Ukrainian psyche over the centuries. But on the other hand, it is good to be able to joke about it in a folk song. And again, that was Ajax, or Dunai rather, from Ajax, Ontario, and Oi Nahori. Before them, you heard Chetim Shena from Montreal from their CD Best of Chetim Shena and Chetis Pola Sherokeya, which is Across the Wide Field. And no, that's not a song about agriculture. That's a song about unrequited love, is so often the case in Ukrainian folk songs with titles like that. Up next is Millennia from Edmonton from their CD Zhitya, which means life, and another traditional Ukrainian folk song. Ой, дівчино, шумитай.
Лайдам, дайдам, да-да-да-да-дайдам, дай-да-да-да-да-да-дай-да-да-дай. Лайдам, дайдам, да-да-да-да-дайдам, дай-да-да-да-да-да-дай-да-да-дай.
Ой, дівчино, шумитай, кого любиш, забувай, забувай. Ой, дівчино, шумитай, кого любиш, забувай. Нехай шумить ще й гуде, кого любиш, мій буде. Нехай шумить ще й гуде. Мої, а чи підеш ти за мене, за мене? Ой, дівчино, серце моє, чи підеш ти за мене? Не піду я за тебе, бо нема хати у тебе, у тебе. Не піду я за тебе, to рідем серцю чужую, поки свою збудую, збудую, підем серцю чужую, поки свою збудую. Ой, дівчино, шумить, хай, кого любиш, забувай, забувай. Ой, дівчино, шумить, хай, кого любиш, забувай. Дай-дам, 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 дай-дам.
You're listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
А навесні, якась зазеленіє, а мої очі збудились зі сну, щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день, так ніч була любви, щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день, так ніч була б я вишерки, а він другий подав же білу ручку і обіцяв з нею женитися, щоби вона була так тобі мила, як мені нинішне моє життя, щоби вона була так тобі мила, як мені нинішне моє життя.
Blast from the Past comes to us from the Kalena Trio, a Toronto group from back in the 1970s, and a song very befitting of this time of year in the Northern Hemisphere. That was A Na Veshni, in the springtime. And again, that was Toronto's Kalena Trio.
Hello, I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule Plus, especially for Nash Holos. He was born in the village of Ethelburg, Manitoba, on May 4, 1904, the son of some of Canada's first Ukrainian settlers, Nat and Anna. While his first vocation was that of an educator, teaching in a Manitoba rural school for 18 years, he moved to Saskatoon in 1943, where he was principal of the Ukrainian Institute until 1947. From there, he went on to Winnipeg, where he not only served as editor and then managing editor of the Ukrainian language weekly publication Ukrainian Voice, but also played an important role in mainstream Winnipeg life as a member of the Manitoba Citizenship Council, the City of Winnipeg Zoning Board, president of the Canada Press Club in Winnipeg, secretary of the Canada Ethnic Press Federation, and a member of the executive of the World Congress of Free Ukrainians. This man was John Sirnik. He died on May 21, 1972. For the fourth year now, the Ukrainian-Canadian Foundation of Taras Shevchenko has been awarding the John Sirnik Journalism Award. This year's presentation took place at the McGill University Faculty Club in Montreal on March 21, 2011. With well over 100 invited and appreciative guests in attendance, the award was presented to Frédéric Lavoie of La Presse for his comprehensive coverage of the political situation in Ukraine from September 2009 to September 2010. The relevance of this award is explained by Andrew Hladyshevsky, president of the Shevchenko Foundation.
The Cernik Award for Journalism was launched in February 2005 by the Board of Directors. It acknowledges the useful and, if you will, the inspirational efforts of Canadian journalists who produce insightful and substantive reporting on topics of interest to the Ukrainian-Canadian community. This was of some interest to John Cernik, in whose honor this award is named. And one of the reasons why Cernik was so passionate about this were articles that were written about our community many, many years ago. How about this article from 1899, the Daily Herald that later became the Calgary Herald, which quotes the Winnipeg Free Press. As for the Galicians, I have not met a single person in the whole of the Northwest who is sympathetic towards them. They are, from the point of view of civilization, 10 times lower than the Indians. Therefore, not the least idea of sanitation exists among them. In their personal habits and acts, they resemble animals, and even in the streets of Edmonton, whom, when they come to market, men, women, and children would, if unchecked, turn the place into a common sewer. In many cases, they have been content with building themselves holes in the ground where the family consorts with the animals, all in the common apartment. That article was not a unique article. It was one of several hundred written about our community prior to the First World War. And so Nick ended up being the editor of Ukrainsky Kolos, Ukrainian Voice, which actually has already celebrated its 100 years of being a journal in Canada. It was one of the newspapers that between the period of 1914 to 1920 was actually banned by the federal government as a banned publication. So the issue of journalists and the issue of journalists bringing forward the truth, and the truth always ringing out, and that is the reason why we named this award for John Cernik. And under his editorial stewardship, the Ukrainian Voice became a leader for hundreds of thousands of Ukrainian Canadians.
Prior to bestowing Mr. Lavoie with his award, Mr. Hladyshevsky provided those present with a brief biography of this year's recipient.
In terms of Mr. Lavoie, we'll get to the award. Frédéric Lavoie is a Chukotmi-born freelance journalist based in Moscow since 2008. He studied Russian in Moscow in 2004 and 2005, and you can actually have a conversation in Ukraine with him, he'll actually understand you, and finished a master's degree in international journalism at Laval University, Quebec, in 2007. As I indicated in my comments in French, he was arrested in Belarus as he was covering the fraudulent elections and was doing what a journalist does best, tells the truth, regardless potentially of some of the consequences. He writes mostly for La Presse newspaper, but also works for Radio Canada, Radio Suisse Romande, La Croix, Le Soir, La Tribune de Genève, Le Figaro, and other European media. He's been in Ukraine several four times, 2006, spending time in Kyiv, Donetsk, Lviv, and Kharkiv. And we want to congratulate this year's winner of the John Cernik Journalism Award to Frédéric Lavoie for La Presse Montréal, for comprehensive coverage of the political situation in Ukraine from September 2009 to September 2010 of importance and relevance to Ukrainian Canadians. Monsieur Lavoie, would you step forward and receive your
After the applause, which lasted well over a minute, Mr. Lavoie made a short but befitting acceptance speech, which highlighted his experiences and the importance of press freedom.
Дякую вам, що прийшли от всей Канады, так, как мы. I will continue in English, since my Ukrainian is not so good, but as your president said, I've been in jail in Belarus, and at that time I learned a lot of Ukrainian, because I was with two Ukrainian revolutionaries who were a bit nostalgic of the Orange Revolution, and they wanted to do the same in the Belarus, so they came and they got arrested as I had. So, and they were only speaking Ukrainian in the prison, even though they spoke Russian, but they preferred to speak in Ukrainian, so that's how or to understand Ukrainian more. So I've been 4 times in the Ukraine. I just want to maybe talk about my first experience in just before I got arrested in Belarus. I was in Ukraine because at that time there was the first parliamentary election after the Orange Revolution, so in March 2006. I was actually touched that the committee recognized my human approach in journalism. I try to talk with people a lot, and one of the things I remember of my first trip in Ukraine was in a train between Kiev and Donetsk, where I met people. A babushka, an old lady, talking about, and we were, of course, talking about the influence of the Orange Revolution in the country. And I asked her if she was happy with what happened, and she told me no, because the price of meat, the meat is more expensive. And then I understood, of course, it's not directly linked with the Orange Revolution, but I understood at that time what were the preoccupation of the Ukrainian at that time. And another young man who was there, and I also asked the question, what about the revolution, and isn't it good that you got free press? He said, again, yeah, but we would like to have bread is more important. I mean, to eat is more important. I said, yes, but I couldn't give away my freedom of press. He said, yes, but you don't have to choose between both. And so I understand that sometimes in all these big turmoil, in these big political events, more important are still the people and how they live with that, how it affects their life. I don't know if I can dedicate this press, but I will do it for all my Ukrainian colleagues which are covering Ukraine now, because I think that it's way more difficult for them to cover Ukraine than it is for me coming and working for La Presse, a free newspaper in a free world. And of course, Ukraine is now on a difficult path. Democracy is still, they're still trying to find a way through democracy, so let's hope that they will find it. Since then, let's support these journalists.
I'm Vasily Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule Plus on Nash Holos featured the presentation of the 2011 John Cyrnik Journalism Award and its recipient this year, Frédéric Lavoie, for his articles in La Presse.
And congratulations to Frédéric Lavoie for winning this year's Cyrnik Journalism Award, and thanks to Vasil for putting that together for us. You can hear more from Frédéric Lavoie. He will appear on Irina Bell's Ukrainian radio program out of Ottawa, and that airs at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that is right on the heels of Stan Nastenko's Chetvertakvelya radio program here on CJSF. So you can hear Irina speak with Frédéric Lavoie at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on CJLL, Chin Radio Ottawa. That's 97.9 FM if you are in Ottawa, or if you're listening online, that is chinradioottawa.com.
Весняночка, де твоя дочка, да паняночка, десь у садочку шиє сорочку, шовком да білю, да вишиває. Надівай її, що не ділоньки.
was a young singer from Ukraine called Mlada, and she is a singer who Vesel Pavlovsky encountered while he was still living in Kyiv, and that is from her first CD, Oy Vesna Vesna, and that is the title track. And that means, of course, for the Ukrainian impaired, springtime. It is sort of an ode to the spring. And coming up next is somebody who has been on the Ukrainian musical scene for a long, long time, a beloved singer who decided to go into politics, and but she still manages to do some music. Here she is now. It is Oksana Bilozir with a traditional Ukrainian folk song, a welcoming song, and it translates as sort of like green grows the rye. Here is Oksana Bilozir with Oy Zeleno Zheto. Listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Кинуті тайники, а вела на вружку, тільки піду на весі, я помила за дружку. Веси я помнила за дружку. Як я був на Подолю, любив подолянку, а як пішу на Мадяре, то любив мадярку, а як пішу на Мадяре, то любив мадярку.
тайно об'єднався, яка хмара жінку крав, я не сподівався, яка хмара жінку крав, я не сподівався.
A bit of an old world, old country sound, although it doesn't go too far back, just 2005 when that CD was recorded. It is the Ukrainian Old Timers from Winnipeg and their 10th anniversary edition. And that song was Father's Memories. And that was their 10th volume that they released. They've got well over 20 out now. They are incredibly prolific and quite an incredible group themselves. An amazing group of musicians that does all kinds of stuff, including Hillbilly and X-Rated, according to Linda, who I spoke to a couple of years back. Of course, we won't play any of those on this program because it is a family show. But if you're interested in their music and would like to find out more about it, whether it's X-rate or X-rated or other, and most of it is in the other category, you can visit their website, which is worldwidesunshine.com.
Hello and welcome to Ukrainian News Outlook for the week ending March 25th. I'm Keith Parent. The headlines. Ex-Ukrainian president appears in court. Ukrainians leave the country to find better pay and working conditions. Teachers in Ukraine get pay rise. Imports of agricultural machinery jump. And the European Commission president to visit Ukraine for the 25th anniversary of Chernobyl. Ex-Ukrainian president Leonid Kuchma has appeared at the General Prosecutor's Office in Kiev, protesting that he was innocent of all charges of the involvement in the murder of the opposition journalist Gyorgy Gongadze in 2000. Hierhor Gokemp has the details.
Crowds of angry demonstrators took to the streets of the Ukrainian capital Kiev just over 10 years ago, following the news that one of the country's most popular journalists had been murdered. They called for the ouster of the then president Leonid Kuchma, who many saw as the mastermind behind the killing. The journalist Gyorgy Gongadze disappeared in Kiev in September 2000. Later that year, his beheaded body was found in the forest. Gongadze was popular for his criticism of the authorities, including the president. Shortly after his death, a former bodyguard of Kuchma produced audio tapes he said he'd recorded in the cabinet of the president. On one of the tapes, a voice similar to Kuchma's gives an order to take care of Gongadze. Kuchma has always denied any involvement and again declared his innocence when he arrived at the prosecutor's office in Kiev for questioning on Wednesday. I'm calm, he said, because I feel I'm innocent. You know well that for 10 years I lived under very strong psychological pressure, sometimes stronger and sometimes weaker, depending on what was happening at the time in Ukraine. So today I'm morally ready to go through hell to prove that I'm innocent. I want only the truth to remain in the history of Ukraine about what I did and what I did not do. Kuchma added he considered the whole affair to be a provocation aimed at him and his country. Apart from the tapes, he said, which, as you understand very well, cannot serve as evidence, they have absolutely nothing. 5 years ago, I said on television that this was a horrible provocation against Ukraine, against the president of Ukraine. This was and will remain my position. The actual perpetrators of the crime, three men working in the Interior Ministry, have been found and convicted. A fourth man was arrested last year. He said the order had been given by a former Interior Minister who later killed himself. Kuchma's former bodyguard, Major Nikolai Melnichenko, says he's still convinced that the former president did give the order to kill Gongadze. Melnichenko says he seeks a meeting with Kuchma to confront him publicly with the tapes. Kuchma refuses. No, of course I don't want to, he said. Not because I'm not ready. I simply don't want to, and I won't meet him. You can understand for what reasons. I don't want to talk about it any further. Melnichenko reacted angrily. I'll be happy to visit him in prison, he said. He should be brought in handcuffs, with his face on the table. What does it mean he doesn't want to? Kuchma says the news of a criminal investigation against him in connection with the Gongadze killing took him by surprise. It came like snow on a clear day, he said. Commentators in Ukraine give various explanations for the investigation. One is that it gives Kuchma the opportunity to clear his name once and for all. Gerhard Kukamp, Deutsche Welle Radio.
Over the past few years, a number of Ukrainians have migrated to other parts of the European Union, seeking better paying jobs and working conditions. This current emigration wave is having a big impact on the economy. A poll discovered that nearly 15% of Ukrainians want to leave the country. But how can this problem be resolved when you have an unemployment rate of 12%? Daria Digutz reports.
A few years ago, some Ukrainians headed to the West looking for a job. Today, this tendency is growing. According to the sociologists, more and more young people under the age of 30 have a confirmed desire to emigrate permanently. One of them is Lyudmila. A 22-year-old Ukrainian girl is packing up her clothes into a suitcase. She has decided to leave for Poland.
I don't see any future in Ukraine. My friend helped me find a nursing job in Poland that pays well.
Having graduated from one of the best colleges in Ukraine, Lyudmila leaves her diploma on the shelf. Ukraine's unemployment rate has risen to over 12%. These are official figures, which, according to some experts, can be understated as well as the number of those immigrating.
There are at least 2.6 million Ukrainians working abroad. Most of them have no legal status and are unaccounted for.
Unemployment, social vulnerability, and uncertain future are the main reasons behind Ukraine's new immigration wave. Seeking a better life and stability, Ukrainians move to near Poland, the Czech Republic, and Hungary, as well as Italy, Portugal, and Turkey. A recent poll suggests that more than 15% of Ukrainians want to leave the country. Experts say the trend could prove costly in the long run. Daria Digutz, Kyiv.
The Ukrainian government decided to increase, starting September 1, 2011, salaries of teachers and educators by 20%. The cabinet said that the requirements of teachers were satisfied almost 3 years ago. Now the average salary of a preschool, secondary, or higher education establishment is about $133 US, and the average wage is $252. The average salary of academic teaching staff at universities will be increased to $383 from the current $288. Imports and exports of agricultural machinery in Ukraine jumped 2.3-fold in January and February 2011, compared to the same period in 2010. That's according to the Ukrainian Agribusiness Club. According to its press release, exports of agricultural equipment over the period rose by 14%, while imports skyrocketed to 181%. Tractors are the leading item in foreign trade in several indicators. In particular, wheeled tractors amounted for around 50% of imported value and 35% of the export value of the agricultural machinery in January 2011. And finally, the European Commission President has confirmed during a telephone conversation with the President of Ukraine his participation in a summit dedicated to the 25th anniversary of the Chernobyl tragedy in Kiev. The Presidents agreed to hold a bilateral meeting April 18th to discuss EU-Ukraine relations. And that was a look at some of the news making headlines in Ukraine for the week ending March 25th. I'm Keith Powell.
Дівчино, прощай, ти конику вороненьки не сита гуляй. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай. Вілих ручок не ламай, ясних очок не стирай. Сказав дівчино, прощай, ти конику вороненьки не сита гуляй. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай. Пості, пості, козаче, твоя дівчина плаче, як ти мене покидаєш, тільки подумай.
From right here in the Fraser Valley, that was the West Coast Dulcimer Duo, which consists of Evelyn and Sadly Shindruk, and that was Evelyn on the traditional Ukrainian hammer dulcimer, and Sadly on the Appalachian dulcimer, a recent addition to Ukrainian folk music from the Appalachian Mountains in the United States. And before them, you heard Dva Yurka, which means two Georges, I guess two Ukrainian guys named George, obviously. And that was from their CD of Ukrainian folk songs, and the title was Jihal Kozak za Dunaj, a Kozak road beyond the Danube. For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., 18 a.m. 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, also streaming online at am1320.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave, AM and FM, in over 28 countries, and every weekend on the PCJ Internet Radio at pcjmedia.com, as well in flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, nashholos.com, the International PCJ Radio edition at pcjmedia.com, and both editions are available on iTunes. Najam je skinčala našu programu što často domu iskazata do pobačenja, ali peritem je hoću zalošiti vas takimi slovami mudrosti. Не все таке гарне, як твої очі бачать. And our proverb of the week translates as all is not as beautiful as your eyes perceive it. Or I guess the Anglo version is beauty is only skin deep. Well, our time is almost up together. So to take us to the end of our program, another polka. This is by Anton Ivasyuk and Jason's Polka. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.